We have to talk a little bit about chemistry. Not much, but otherwise these terms would be meaningless to you. I would be writing names and you would be memorizing the names without actually knowing what is involved at all. So I'll have to give you a crash course on chemistry and physics. All ordinary matter, like us, this projector, this table, are made out of atoms of chemical elements or molecules, which are a combination of different atoms, sometimes the same, held together by electrical forces. Now, here is the scale of an atom. The diameter of a typical atom is 10 to the minus 10 meters, right? We introduced the concept of nanometer, which is 10 to the minus 9 meters. So an atom is about 1/10 of a nanometer in size. And it consists of a nucleus, shown here. So if I blow up the central part, I would get an atomic nucleus, which consists of two types of particles. Positively charged protons, indicated by red here, and neutral particles, those that do not carry any electric charge, neither positive or negative, and they're called neutrons. And the nucleus is actually quite tiny compared to the size of the atom. The nucleus itself is about 100,000 times smaller than the size of the atom. Now, so the nucleus is positively charged because it consists of protons, which carry positive charge, and neutrons, which are not charged, but as a whole unit, they carry positive charge. Now, normal atoms are electrically neutral. And electrical neutrality is provided by the electrons that are moving around the nucleus. Okay? So, each atom has a nucleus, which consists of protons and neutrons. And then there are electrons, they are negatively charged. They carry charge opposite to that of protons. And they're bound to the nucleus by attractive electrical force. So the electrons move around the nucleus. And this example tells you that in the size of this dot here, you could probably fit 10 million atoms from one end to another. Therefore, they are extremely small. We cannot see them with our eyes. We cannot see them under the microscope. But there are different techniques where people can actually image different parts of the atom. And this picture turns out to be correct. So the simplest atom is that of hydrogen. And its nucleus consists only of one particle of proton. So we say that its atomic number is 1 because it contains one proton, and atomic mass number is also 1. The next one is helium. So remember, 3/4 of the mass of any star, roughly 3/4, is made up of hydrogen. And about 1/4 is made up of helium. Now, helium has 4 particles in its nucleus. It has 2 protons, and therefore its atomic number is 2. So atomic number refers to the number of protons in the nucleus. And it turns out that neutrons have mass roughly equal to that of proton. So I have 2 protons, 2 nucleons, so then the atomic mass number is 4 times that of a proton. Right? Then there are other chemical elements, but the one that is important for life is that of carbon. And the nucleus of carbon consists, well, it turns out that there are several types of carbon, so-called isotopes of carbon. This isotope of carbon, carbon 12, it has a nucleus that consists of 6 protons, hence the atomic number is 6, and it also contains 6 neutrons, hence the atomic mass number is 12. Now, each one of these atoms in this in its normal state, when it's not ionized, is electrically neutral. That means that in the case of hydrogen, I have to have one electron moving around the hydrogen nucleus so that the total charge of the atom, the total charge of positive nucleus and the charge of the electrons around it is zero, right? So one, I have one proton in the nucleus and one electron orbiting around it. In the case of helium, I have 2 protons in the nucleus, and to make the atom neutral, I have to have 2 electrons with negative charge. Electron charge is equal in amount to that of a proton, but it's of opposite sign. So the total amount of electric charge on the atom when I count the charge of the nucleus and the charges of electrons is zero. Now, in the case of carbon 12, I have 6 protons in the nucleus, 6 neutrons as well, and 6 electrons moving around this nucleus would make carbon 12 neutral. But I have also additional so-called isotopes of carbon that have the same number of protons as the carbon 12, that is 6, and therefore the same number of electrons moving around it, because I need to make the entire atom electrically neutral, right? So whatever the number of protons in the nucleus, I have to have equal number of electrons moving around it. So carbon 13 has actually one more neutron. So it has 6 protons and 7 neutrons. There is additional isotope of carbon. Again, I will have 6 electrons moving around this heavier nucleus because I still have 6 protons. I will have 6 electrons. In the case of carbon 14, I have 2 more protons, neutrons compared to carbon 12. Still 6 protons and therefore still 6 electrons moving around. Now, what determines the chemical behavior of an element is actually this electron cloud moving around the nucleus. The number of electrons will determine its chemical properties. So from the point of view of chemistry, how an atom binds to other elements, all these 3 different forms of carbon behave the same way because they have the same number of electrons moving around the nucleus. But carbon 13 and carbon 14 are heavier. Okay, the simplest atom is that of hydrogen. And the lightest. Okay, its nucleus consists of a proton. Positive electric charge. A neutral hydrogen atom has one electron moving around this nucleus. The next one in complexity and mass is helium. Now the nucleus of helium consists of 4 particles. It has 2 protons, but it also has 2 neutrons. And electrically neutral helium atom, then, in order to be electrically neutral, has to have two electrons moving around the nucleus. Now, the electrons are held bound in all atoms. The electrons are held bound to nucleus by electrical force. It turns out that this electrical force varies with distance as 1 over distance squared, just like the force of gravity, but it's much, much stronger than the force of gravity. It is 10 to the power 36 times stronger than the force of gravity. So what determines the properties of atoms is essentially the electrical forces between different charges. You might as well forget about the force of gravity between electrons and the nucleus because it's negligible compared to the electrical force. So the gravitational attraction between subatomic particles plays no role in the properties of atoms. But you realize then that if the proton, so therefore helium is electrons are actually very light, about 1/2000 mass of the proton. And so all the mass is in the nucleus. Okay, so I mentioned that 3/4 of a star's mass is hydrogen, and about 1/4 of its mass is helium. But because helium is 4 times more massive than hydrogen, that means that in terms of the number, not the mass, but the number of hydrogen atoms, they are way over 90% of the number. So when I speak about 3/4 of a star's hydrogen, I mean by mass, not by the number of atoms.